Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting second. The second baseman, Del Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wayne LeMaster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Wayne LeMaster. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting second. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. And now, play ball. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a pop-up towards short. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Camilli moves to second. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Steinbeck. Sherin reaches second base with a double. Camilli scores. It's 1-0, Phillies. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster fires to first and has Gerges trapped. There's the throw to Young, who tags Gerges for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wayne LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Martin. French reaches second base with a double. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Phillies. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a fly ball into left field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a pop-up towards short. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LeMaster for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0 for 1 in the game. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. French hits a pop-up towards short. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Arnovich hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Marte. Camilli reaches second base with a double. Moore moves to third. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitney is walked intentionally. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Phillies. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Atwood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Steinbeck. Atwood reaches second base with a double. Wayne LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster bunts, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clay Bryant pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges bunts towards the mound. LeMaster fields it and throws to first for the out. Bryant moves to second. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-2 in the game. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Botterini pinch hits for Larry French. John Botterini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Botterini strikes out. Atwood drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Botterini out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Parmley now pitching. John Botterini now catching. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Arnovich is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Camilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Camilli. The throw from Botterini and he is out, Hermann applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbeck takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack strikes out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Atwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sherin hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Atwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitney moves to second. Wayne LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-4 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Whitney moves to third. Atwood moves to second. Chuck Klein pinch hits for Dale Young. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Parmley, and towards Gerges, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Leo Norris now playing second base. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a line drive into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey pinch hits for Roy Parmley. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.